This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
How much did the weather affect the game early on here?
I'd be lying if it didn't, especially ball security and snapping the ball. I know there's one snap that I wish I could have back. I don't think that was so much weather as it was just a mishap on my end. But, I think ball security was of the utmost importance. I think guys covering the ball to answer your question, I definitely think that the weather played a significant role, especially early on in the game.
Seems like, running the ball was a definitely point of emphasis. And, you guys went out and dominated, the line of scrimmage quite well. So, what was it like just going out there trying to get the run game going?
Yeah, I think we understood that with the weather, we were going to have to put the ball on the ground in the run game a little bit. I think for us, it was about executing, being on the right page, even if it was a weird look, just kind of getting everyone on the same page. And I think for the most part, if you can do that in the run game, get a guy, hat for a hat is what we like to say, usually good things happen. So for the most part, I thought we did a pretty good job of that. I think if you ask the guys, we still have a lot of work to do. But, we will enjoy this win against a good team. And understand we still have a lot of work to do, especially in that run game. And if we want to compete with these teams coming up here soon.
You guys have scored over 100 points in the past three games. Now, how well can you say this offense is clicking right now, Mitch?
Yeah, I mean, that's, as an offense, our job is to put points on the board. I think for us, we just look at opportunities that we missed. Red zone, third down, especially in that first half. It's a great opportunity, but at the same time, there's a sense of urgency that there were some mistakes that we need to correct. And, we can even be more efficient, which is exciting, but at the same time, it's the task is on us to figure it out as soon as possible, especially if we want to keep competing.
You guys made some changes on your offensive line going into today's game. What did you think of Spencer Brown in his first start?
I thought Spencer had tremendous poise. He always has. I think he rose to the occasion. Spencer is an incredibly talented football player. I think we, like any guy on the offensive line, he would say he's got some work to do. But for the most part, I think Spencer was performed admirably, was communicating very well, played beyond his years in that regards, very professional. And I think that's a big thing about Spence. He handles himself like a pro at a very young age, and that's all you can ask. And very proud of him. And I thought he stepped up to the plate.
And what about the depth on this offensive line? Ike Butker comes and stepped in right away, started a lot of games last year. And then obviously you have a versatile player in Darrell Williams who can play at both spots. So what do you say about the depth this offensive line has?
Yeah, I think that's, a testament to what the front office has put together, a very deep offensive line. It's a very competitive training camp. Like you said, Ike has played a lot of football with us. So when he stepped in seamlessly. Darrell has had that versatility in the past, and I thought he rose to the occasion as well. So a lot of kudos to those two guys. Made my job a lot easier at times. Not to say now bear with me, that's not a knock on anyone else, but they made my jobs a lot easier in communication at times. So hopefully that's not misconstrued, that all the guys we have are very good. I wish I had worded that differently, but I thought they played admirably.
You know, they like to play some cover two. I can think of like a couple plays, like one, I think Moss had a run down in the red zone. Looked like they were in cover two. It might have been an RPO. But anyway, just do you feel like, you know, if teams are going to sit back into cover two, did you feel like you hit them a few times? And how important is that for the offense?
Good question. We definitely knew that they were a Tampa 2 defense, and then they mixed man in there. Understanding what that meant, you know, there'd be some spiking on the D-line, the spacing of the linebackers, understanding what the box might hold. So for us, it was just executing and communicating the best we could. And I thought guys did that very well today.
And then in the first touchdown, the first scoring drive, the first touchdown drive, it was actually the second, the field goal drive, Josh just pulled one of his Houdini acts. He had the pressure up the middle and, you know, I don't know, what was your view of that play? And obviously, you know, he turns some into a 31-yard gain. You know, what do you say to yourself in the huddle when he pulls a 31-yard gain out of the hat like that?
You know, Josh has been known to get us out of some sticky situations. He saved our ass, to say the least, a few times. And I thought Josh, you know, coming off that first play, what tremendous poise. And I think that's what you want in the leader of this team, is he came out with tremendous poise, understanding what needed to be done after that, and took us along with him to some great football. So a lot of kudos to Josh, and that was just one of his tremendous plays and kind of sparked some good drives that we wish, you know, there's, like I said before, there's a lot of, you know, yards we missed out on, a lot of touchdowns. So a lot of things to work on, but Josh played admirably and led this team to a great victory.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. All right.